At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the midway point of Major League Baseball. Kyle Seeloff is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Kyle's in his first season as Marlins television play-by-play broadcaster. He was their radio broadcaster for many seasons before that. FanDuel Sports Network is your home for the Marlins, and there are more ways to watch this season. Subscribe directly to FanDuel Sports Network to stream, or you can watch through your TV provider. Learn more at FanDuelSportsNetwork.com. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You going to watch the Home Run Derby tonight? We were talking about the Home Run Derby earlier. Admittedly, we're not all baseball fanatics, so we don't recognize many of the names on the list. Maybe just Jazz Chisholm at this point. But then people were texting in. They're like, no, don't sleep on this Home Run Derby. These are like legit hackers. So you watching tonight?
I am. I think I'm actually more interested this year in the Derby than I am the actual All-Star game. Because some of the kids that are going to hit in the Derby tonight are ridiculous with O'Neill Cruz and some of these guys. Obviously, Cal Raleigh is a cool story. But there's a lot of flair. There's a lot of young kids with some flair, which I think is going to be really cool. And they can just – and the baseballs are always wound a little bit tighter for the Derby. So I'm sure they'll hit some 500 feet, which will be fun.
Is it a – I don't want to say changing of the guard, but though the Sotos, the Judges, the – Bryce Harper's, the Mike Trout's, like the
Matt
guys
Mervis,
that I know.
Were you about to say Matt Mervis? Go ahead. You could say
I wasn't going to say no damn Matt Mervis. But
he'd a rake, though, in the competition. He'd a rake.
It's funny. You said the word young twice. Is it a kind of – should I move on from the names I already know in Major League Baseball?
No, I wouldn't move on from those guys. But I think the game, for all of its warts and, you know, the blackout stuff you hear about, I think it is trending in the right direction. I think the game's in a really good place because – I think you'll find even a lot of kids that play baseball these days wear these flashy oven mitts and the belts and the shoes and the spikes. And I think they get all that from the video games and watching these guys play. So, no, don't move on from those guys because even you mentioned Soto and Judge, they're still the two best players in baseball, in my opinion. But when you think Ellie De La Cruz and O'Neill Cruz and obviously Jazz, people saw him down there. The game is in just a healthy, I think, global place too. I mean, look at Shohei. I mean, I've heard some ridiculous stories about the people that come from Japan with empty luggage and they buy out the Dodgers team store and fly back. Like, it happens every week to them. Like, it's insane. I think it's in as good of a spot as it's ever been, to be honest with you.
I do that in Jacksonville for Mervis merchandise, but that's a whole other story. Yeah. Go there, a couple empty bags, clean it out.
Kyle thinks you're crazy.
It was fun to watch for a couple of weeks. It just didn't work out.
Will he ever – I'm sorry, Solon. I know you want to talk real baseball. Will Matt Mervis ever be in the big leagues again?
It's hard to say. I mean, obviously he was DFA'd, and once that happens, you get pulled off the 40-man roster. He'd have to beat the daylights out of baseballs and, like, force his way back It's going to be hard, I would imagine. You know, maybe he's got more of an opportunity with another team if somebody needs some left-handed power. It's just once you're off that 40 man and you've been on, it's hard within reason to get back on there. So I don't know. We'll see. He was a treat to be around. I thought it was a terrific flyer for the Marlins to take. He's still in the system. And if he makes a couple of adjustments or whatever, like, you never know. Like, it's like, look at Augustine Ramirez right now with the Marlins. If you can hit, you will find a spot in the big leagues and you'll play every darn day. So I wouldn't rule it out, but it's obviously there's much more of an uphill, you know, climb to make now.
Especially when you've been shadow banned as well. Not only are you DFA'd, but you got shadow banned. I don't know. I know you're with the organization, so I know you don't want to comment, but I kind of feel like he's been shadow banned. Just wink at me if you agree.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, last week or 2 weeks ago when you came on with us, you said the best part about the Marlins run at the time, they had 1-8, they should have won 9 in a row, whatever. But the best part about it was that they finally have a core again, like a core of guys you can really be excited for. Then Kyle Stowers is the all-star after that, and what he did yesterday is ridiculous. For somebody like me who's just like a casual Marlins watcher and viewer, like, how good can he be?
It's a good question. I mean, I just saw before I hopped on with you guys, he's the best player in baseball OPS-wise since June 22nd. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat after the trade last year. I mean, that's really impressive. I think Major League Baseball amongst any other sport is the hardest, like, mountaintop to climb, like trying to climb through four levels with hundreds of players in the system and get enough people to believe in you. Like, I think it's insane. How good can he be? I don't know. This is pretty darn good. Like, you know, he started the season and he was legitimately an all-star for 6 weeks. And then he fell off. And then the narrative was like, well, the Marlins need a representative, so he's probably going to be the guy. Okay, fine. And then the last 6 weeks, and then in the last 3 weeks, he's been the best player in baseball. And he punctuates the whole thing yesterday with the three homers in Baltimore, which was unbelievable. So how good can he be? I don't know, but to see the transformation he's made for a guy that looked like he would never amount to anything for the Marlins last summer is incredible to me. And he is the easiest guy in the world to root for. He's like the sweetest kid in the world. It's unbelievable. Like, it's hard not to root for him.
What do you think at the halfway point here is the biggest downside item in the first half of the Marlins season and the biggest upside item in the first half of the season? My guess, Sandy is the biggest downside surprise and Kyle Stowers is the biggest upside surprise, but maybe another.
I feel like the downside, you go specifically to like individual players, and obviously you start with Sandy because I think it's even more perplexing now, you know, watching Yuri, who basically has been his little brother, and they just went through the whole Tommy John thing together, fire 7 shutout innings against good Baltimore offense yesterday, and Sandy still can't find it. And obviously, like, you can see the frustration. It's visible every fifth day he's pitching. And this guy won a Cy Young Award 3 years ago. He was, you know, come to find out, hurt in 2023 when he started to take a step backwards. Misses all of 24. Opening day was pretty good this year. Last month, it was pretty good in June. And then the last couple of starts, it's disappeared on him again. So I it's just so frustrating to watch. And even as a fan, like, I'm legitimately just a fan of the team more than anything with an awesome job. But like watching it, it's like the stuff is there. Where are the results? You know, he keeps coming out after 4 or 5 innings and there's just like bewildered look on his face when he's sitting in the dugout. So I think that's one of the downsides. I mean, honestly, as an upside, guys, I think this is all contextual. But for a team that's 44-51, if I told you the Miami Marlins would be 44-51 in the fan base, and maybe I'm just totally off here, I have not seen the fan base on social media rally behind a 44-51 team like this in probably 12 to 13 years. And I think there's a lot to that. I think they're legitimately excited because it feels like they're actually building something and they're doing it in a way that might be sustainable here. And there's a bunch of young kids contributing. I see this team very much as, you know, the Yeliches, Ozunas, Real Mutos when they were coming up in the early 2010s and Stanton a little bit before that. But like, and again, 44-51, I understand that that's 7 games below 500. But I think if you asked any Marlins fan to start the season, they'd tell you they'd be 34-62.
We thought it was going to be a historically bad team. Yeah. Historically bad. They're third in the NL East. And I understand. Right. I'm with you because I was looking at it today before you came on and I'm like, we'd have all signed up for seven games under 500 because I was gonna call the first half of the season a success. And I don't think there's many baseball franchises where you go, oh, you end the first half of the season seven games under 500. How exactly is that a success? And I think it's been a wild success, as crazy as that sounds.
I agree with you. And again, it's in its own bucket and with its own context of where this thing they hope is headed. Also, what if I told you on July 14th the Marlins would be two games ahead of the Atlanta Braves in the standings and a better record than the Baltimore Orioles, who combined have the best record in the American League over the last 2 years? I understand they have their own issues, but the point remains. Like, the Marlins are better teams than those two teams this year, with the team everybody expected to do absolutely nothing, to your point, be historically bad. And I think subconsciously a big reason why people are starting to get so excited is because it doesn't just feel like a flash in the pan. I'll tell you what, here's another thing. The MLB draft is still going. All right, is it? I don't know. It's 2:45 in the afternoon. I think this is the end of it today. I have not seen a fan base get more excited over the freaking MLB draft in 10 years. It's because they just took like 10 college kids, seven of which could probably legitimately be in the major leagues in the next like year and a half. And then, like, you have these guys performing well now. It's just, it's fun. And I'll say this too. And I know fans, some fans are going to be like, well, it doesn't matter because we can't get that close and personal with them. I say this and I can't stress it. I have never been around a group of guys that are like the kindest individuals in the world. They are so easy to root for. Every day they show up to the ballpark, they're just so appreciative to be in the major leagues. It's like they're almost like ignorant to the fact that they're really good at it. But they're just like, they're so happy to be there. Like, they're so easy to root for, and they keep winning. And, like, it's been fun because they've been winning for 2 months. Like, I don't know. I'm so happy for them, honestly. And we'll see where this whole thing goes. The schedule gets very tough. But to see the success they've had so far is genuinely, like, so cool to see as a fan.
And to that point, the youth, do they run out of gas, or is the youth more vibrant in the second half of the season? Because sometimes it can get long for a young guy when he hasn't played this much baseball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I agree with you, and we'll see. Truthfully, I mean, if you look at their August schedule, it's the Yankees, it's the Royals, it's the Padres, it's the Red Sox. I mean, it is like a litmus test of all litmus tests for a young team. I think you make a great point. A lot of these guys have never played a full season in the major leagues. That is a grind every 24 hours, day after day for 7 months. Can you play 162 games over 185 days or whatever it is over 7 months and not get tired your first time trying to do it? Probably not. Some of them will probably wear out. But that's also a great learning experience. They're going to figure out this year, like, how to conduct themselves in a better manner moving forward to make sure their bodies are in a good place when it's 95 degrees out and it's August 3rd and you're really competing. Like, you know, that's all part of it. Like, they're learning. So I think you make a good point. We'll see. I think some of them will probably, you know, get a little tired down the stretch, but it's just so cool to watch them play right now.
Yeah. If you're at the end, tell them beer and chicken wings. I was a professional athlete.
Don't tell them that.
Well, beer now and- it's like beet juice and stuff. Like, the nutrition is off the charts. You're right, though. 20 years ago, it was like a hot dog and a beer, and let's reload for tomorrow, gentlemen.
Get ready to go.
What's the best road city for eating, in your opinion?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. First one that immediately just came to mind is Chicago. I love Chicago.
I was there last week.
It's great.
Now, do you go deep dish or do you go tavern-style pizza?
I prefer tavern-style pizza. I'm from New York, so my dad's side of the family is from Long Island. I grew up with, you know, New York pizza, thin crust, thinner. Obviously, I like going back to New York. Chicago, to me, is just amazing. I love that city. Actually, you know where we go in a couple of weeks coming out of the break after our homestand is Milwaukee. You've never been to Milwaukee in the summertime. It's a mini Chicago, an hour and 20 minutes north of there. You can be on the lake in a boat in 5 minutes. You can go hiking, play golf, whatever you feel like doing in the winter.
Got to be a little bratwurst.
Whatever. I love it. I'm a big fan of the Midwest, but Chicago is immediately the city that comes to mind for me, Hawk.
Juicy Lucy. You got to get a Juicy Lucy in Minnesota.
Lucy. Yeah, well, we were there last year. But Milwaukee, one of my favorite places in Milwaukee is called Elsa's. Great pork chop sandwich and great strawberry shortcake afterwards.
Mm. Mm. Who's got the best ballpark food? Do you get to sample all the ballpark foods or are you too busy?
I guess I'd have to go with, like, who's got the best press meal, which can be very touch and go. Philadelphia is still right up there. New York's very good. You know what really makes
cheesesteaks? Do they feed the press cheesesteaks in Philly?
They do, but the best cheesesteaks in the world are in the visiting clubhouse.
Really?
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. And a lot of people swear by it. It's like the best cheesesteak in town. Obviously, it's hard to get your hands on, but it's in a visitor's clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park.
Do they make them there or do they bring them in?
They make them in there. You can order it. There's a big sheet of paper for the players and, like, staff and, you know, the traveling party. You put your name down after the game every night. You'll see like 40 cheesesteaks sitting there for everybody.
Wow.
If you Google it, they have a competition. Every visiting team that goes in, there's been some real sickos that have taken down like 35 cheesesteaks in 3 days.
That's amazing. Do you go when you go to Philly? Do you ever go to Jim's or Pat's or Geno's? I mean, do you do the
I've done them. I'll be honest with you. I've done them. What I try to do now is I try to find little holes in the wall. You know, get on Yelp or something, and you know, try to find within walking distance one that, you know, might be a little one off that people swear by. But yeah, I try them all. I love going
best
to the
cheesesteak in Philly though. Best cheesesteak, Jim's.
Yes, I would say so.
Out of the majors.
Yes, I would say Jim's. I think that's fair. I love going to the Reading Terminal Market. There's a couple of very good cheesesteaks in there as well.
Interesting.
An overwhelming experience when you're in Philadelphia. There's like 30 places to eat in there, but it's great.
You told us last time that you were on peanut M&Ms, your go-to snack during broadcasts, or at least in the press box. What's the most amount of bags of peanut M&Ms you've eaten during one broadcast?
Well, no, I try to eat them before the broadcast. Don't they say, like, if you eat too much sugar before a broadcast, your voice gets a little weird and, like, you know, things get a little clogged up in your throat? So I try to be conscious of that. I've got to lay off, though. Every year I put on, like, 15 pounds during baseball season. I'm trying desperately not to do that. You know, because the widescreen and the camera situation now, it adds a lot of weight in a hurry. So I'm doing my very best to, like, you know, maybe just a few peanut M&Ms here and there.
Well, I mean, there's the diet play there is to go regular M&Ms, and that way you're losing the peanuts.
I guess there's been some bad days. I've had some days this year where I need to speak to somebody. I fell off the wagon one night and just couldn't stop going back for them. But you know, what are you gonna do?
I ate Alfredo before broadcast, and I'm fine. Really?
Yeah, we don't care too much about the taking care of the voice and the enunciation, the pronunciation, and the actual auditory sound. Cough and hack and a whole different ball game.
Whatever.
Kyle Seeloff, it is the halfway point of the season. We appreciate you joining us. FanDuel Sports Network is your home for the Marlins. There are more ways than ever to watch this season. Again, you can subscribe directly to FanDuel Sports Network if you want to stream it, or you can watch through your TV provider, and you can learn more at FanDuelSportsNetwork.com. You have a prediction for the Home Run Derby tonight? Who wins?
O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates.
All right. The second time we've heard that today. Dr. Chuck Metzger told us O'Neill Cruz said he had the highest exit velocity of any home run this season. Great.
I mean, you can't take your eyes off him, even in batting practice. You can't. It just sounds different. It looks different. This guy's like 6'8". You know, he could be a middle linebacker. He could run routes. He could be a tight end. He's playing shortstop and center field in the major leagues. Like, whatever he wanted to do in life, he could do it. And it just so happened he decided to play center field for the Pirates. So he's my bet tonight.
All right. I'll watch. Nothing on Matt Mervis.
Let me get back to you.
All right, I'm a big fan of PCA as well. I was in Chicago. I'm a big Pete Crow Armstrong guy. He's fun to watch too.
Hey, make sure you guys come out to the ballpark soon. Please come by the broadcast booth and say hello if you have a chance.
I will do so. I always get big timed by Craig Minervini. He always he never has time for me.
Well, there's like
you see him, you know, in that concourse area and give him a wave and
yeah. If you can catch him before 5:30, his autograph signing sessions usually start around 5:30 every day, leading up to the pregame show.
See you, Kyle. We appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.